By which we could get talks started depends on two things. The Russians have agreed in principle, but we haven't given it substance yet. If we could come up, perhaps even at the summit, with a set of principles that are very vague, that don't mean anything, but are different from the Security Council resolution, then perhaps the Egyptians could say they got something. The Israelis could acquiesce, and they could use that as a basis to start negotiating the interim settlement. And the Egyptians would probably want that the overall settlement is negotiated simultaneously. Now, I've talked with the Israelis about it. They don't want to accept that. But I think we could get them to accept that. But all that would depend here, Mr. President, is whether we can get propositions that are general enough so that both sides can accept them. If that would work, we could buy ourselves a year anyway.
That'd be great. I know you've talked about that before.
I've got this.
I'll concentrate on it. I'm going to try to get my mind on what they're saying as time goes on here.
The Russians have agreed to it as a concept.
Yeah.
Now, between men agreeing to it is a concept.
Yeah.
And then finding words that are really general enough. Brezhnev has written you a purpling letter about my visit.
Good.
And thought we might send him a friendly letter.
Well, Henry, look, we're having tough times.
Joe Alsop had a very good column this morning,
right,
which he said, in any other country, when the presidential emissary would be received by the Soviet leaders at a place where no Westerner has ever been, and the leader of the Soviet Union spent 4 days, it would be mentioned in the newspaper. And he said it was not a tribute to Kissinger, it was a tribute to the president. He said they did it because they think that the president's authority is unimpaired in foreign policy.
Look,
it was very helpful.
Let me say this. No. What I want to do, though, you've got to go away with great confidence, Henry, and assurance, always.
Okay.
And you know we got a healthy battle because of these things, but these things run a course, and this will run its course, believe me.
Well, I'm beginning to think the public must be getting sick and tired of it.
The crisis is up new every day. The CIA
and then they, Haig and I went on the offensive yesterday on these national security wiretaps.
Those are totally legal.
We said they were legal.
Yeah.
We had a duty to do it. What is wrong with the national security?
Why did you? And I think the next thing you can say, had we at the least as it was, seriously impaired some of our negotiations, and had they allowed it to continue, the great initiatives might not have come off.
That's what I am saying.
God damn it, you.
I said it to
you. You know where our position on SALT is to get out and everything else was awful. And listen, don't worry about it. We never, the idea that it was ever used, some jackass said that grabbed his mind was saying that it was used politically. Those guys never saw the light. I never saw them, you know. I didn't know what the crisis was in those damn things. The only one I ever saw was the first one on Brandon. It was such a bunch of nothing.
But Brandon wasn't ours anyway, that was J. Edgar Hoover's.
I know. Well, nevertheless, he did a lot of attempts. He thought he was a British intelligence agent. What difference did it make? But anyway, they're legal, they did the best man, so on. But Henry, it's a rough time, I know, a rough time for all of us around here.
The president.
Hard to go through some of these things that happen.
Mr. President, Watergate. You know, they say keep our tone. I think that's not totally different.
I suppose it is.
But you, President,
your
presidency will be remembered for its great achievements.
Yeah.
And then...
I was at Kurt Klein, who was over at the editors. They said that they all asked him whether or not the president should resign. You know, we talked, I remember you and I talking about Haldeman. To me, I wouldn't give a damn if they were proved rich that I was there in the Watergate, you know, and, wearing a red beard, collecting the evidence until I would even consider the President of the United States is not resigning.
Cannot resign.
Chicken shit stuff.
You cannot resign.
That's ridiculous. Well, I.
What the horror of this thing
is
it is the disparity between the minor league crap that these guys did, and the consequences, the amateurish stupidity. I mean, nothing big was ever done. That's
never,
the worst of it.
They never accomplished anything. They
was little.
Ellsberg didn't work. They didn't buck him. I mean,
it was little chicken
shit. And then they went into the Democratic Communism. And then what happened? They didn't get any big time information, no big breaks, nothing. It was a total failure. It was a compounding of failure. They're giving John Bob a bad rap on the Mueller testimony. As a matter of fact, it was Dee that went over and tried to push it all out of that crap. They met with him in the first instance. You know, the CIA, you know, people thought the CIA was in the goddamn thing. It was such a crazy thing. And I was keenly aware of that.
Bob and John are fine men.
And we had then Dean turned out to be the rat that goes to Dean.
Oh, Christ.
He goes over and tells the CIA to put them on their payroll. Oh, my God.
The stupidity, Mr. President, is the worst of it. But I think
don't you believe that the best course for all of us, though, is just we've got to put our chins up, hold our heads high, and talk about the important things facing this world and this country, and do the best we can.
No question.
And don't let the faint hearts knock us down. That's, you know what I mean is, when I had to make a terribly painful decision about Bob and John, it was a different matter. Any member of the staff is expendable, and so forth. But unfortunately, a president is not. He can be killed, or he can refuse to run.
He cannot
with the things we have ahead of us. So you leave the office. See, that's the point about all that crap.
President,
how would you like to have Agnew sitting here this morning?
Mr. President,
right now.
It's inconceivable on substance, and it's inconceivable for what it would do to the country if the president who was elected within 6 months on the basis of peccadilloes, stupidities, 80% of which go on in every administration, except that every administration doesn't have a dean. And so many guys running loose. That's what killed us. If J. Edgar Hoover had been alive, he would have handled Watergate for you in a way that it would never have served us.
Yeah, he would have picked these clowns up, had them nailed for misdemeanors, give them maybe a few weeks in the blue sky, an hour.
And started blackmailing a few newsmen, and this thing would have...
he blackmailed.
It would have worked out. But...
But I want you to know that it's difficult as it is. I'm trying my best to keep everybody's spirits up around here.
But you shouldn't worry about me, Mr. President. I believe that...
Well, I think you're terribly bad about so much crap.
Screw up the hell with it.
But then...
Joe Kraft has attacked me before. What you've done will be, if they don't dismantle it all now.
Well, maybe in Vietnam.
But I think the best.
I know in Vietnam, we may be in a way that we may just throw up our hands and say, all right, well, that's what we will. We are going to get out. And then let the bloodbath be there. Oh, no. We've got to try our best.
Well, I think now we're going to lose Indochina with all this attitude here, but. I think we ought to sell it.
Let me put it this way. Let's not be quite that pessimistic. I think that the South Vietnamese are going to put up quite a battle before they vote. I don't think they're going to lose it this year.
Oh, no, not this year.
I don't think they are.
Next year.
And within the next year.
Let
me say within the next 2 years, that's their proficiency. You know what I mean? Let's face it. But also, we've got the Russian game to play.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Chinese game. And that affects the China, too.
And we got the European, Mr. President. Yeah. We can now, we'll have a very successful summit. I reviewed with Brehelet at the Breen yesterday where we stand. We're going to have 5 agreements. We're going to have SALT principles. We're going to have that nuclear treaty that no one even suspects right now, which is going to be a sensation. And...
That's good. It'll come about the right time. Watergate, we're going to have a lot of hearings.
It'll be at the end of June. Then we can, then you have a lot of other activities in July, the foreign leaders. Then if we can get enough discipline into our bureaucracy, which is essential, then we can have a very successful European summit, October, early November, and we'll have to see how those negotiations go. What is important is that during June, we have everyone singing the same tune when these things come.
That's right.
So I think we can, the country will be so sick of all this crap that we can get back to the business of governing.
Look, let's face it, this crap, because it's going on for a month now, well, perhaps more than that, 2 months, but for a month of great intensity, about six weeks, naturally hurts. The present people were able to live, children, thrive. Well, maybe he really knew who we were, all that sort of thing. But Henry, the point is that in the way that the world moves today, after this crap passes, I mean,
think it's going to make any difference because it will be old news. It's like the Pentagon paper trial,
yeah.
which was on page 30.
Yeah.
Everyone told us that the trial would kill us.
Oh, sure.
The trial made no difference at all until the end when they got some new stuff.
No, the trials of these people, particularly Mitchell, will be old news because that trial is deadly. It goes on and on and on. Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to get hurt from that. Suppose so be it. So be it. Let the press be, you know, wallowing in this horrible crap and not paying attention to the great events that are happening. We just got to plow through and make our record in the end. People will look back and say, well, by God, they had guts.
But I'm trying to get Joe. I'm trying to get Joe and Lai over here in October.
Great. Meantime,
Mr. President, you have behaved with unbelievable strength in this. Well, and to lose all your closest associates,
yeah.
I know how much they have meant to you, and to go through this unjustly, after all you've done for the country, is...
The problem is I don't think anybody will talk to you anymore.
I know.
I'm an exception now. You, of course, will pick up some of the young folks here.
Mr. President.
And you know, another thing that's rather disturbing is the discouraging is the pusillanimous attitude of the congressmen and senators. Those people, goddamn them, we've got so much of them, so much of these parties that they won't step up.
But you remember, Mr. President, when the Pentagon Papers first came out, we thought it would never end. After Laos, we thought it would never end. Then 6 months later, during Cambodia, when they had you sat all alone in here. And in October, your critics were defending themselves. We should go on and begin to go on the counterattack as soon as we have a sense that everything...
A little bit more. Let's let them crack a little bit more.
I agree. A little bit more. But I think, Mr. President, it's a good thing it happened early, and if it had to happen, that it happened a bit early. But,
earlier, it's a bad thing to have happen.
It's an awful
thing. It should appear that we're running a sloppy shop. And when the press gets so concerned about this, why should they do such a law to themselves? Why should a press man have a license to steal? Why should a press man have a license to be an espionage? Character. Why should he be above